Welcome to the Good Vibes Club, a normal girl's guide to living your best life and being the best version of yourself. Whether you're listening on your commute, out on a hot girl walk, or curled up on your sofa, open your mind and get ready to feel those good vibes. Do you fancy coming and making some new friends? Well, the Good Vibes Club now does events, girly whirlies. So if you fancy coming along, we actually have our first event up on the website. So I'll leave the link down in the show notes, but the 22nd of October, there's gonna be a pottery painting event in London. So if you wanna come along, make sure to check it out. There's very, very limited tickets available because the space is quite small. So if you want to come, please be quick with your ticket buying. We're accepting all solo girlies. You can come in a group, in a trio, whatever you fancy. But please be open-minded to making new friends and enjoying the experience. And I cannot wait to give you all a massive squeeze. So if you want to come along or find out more information, everything's in the show notes or on the website, which is thegoodvibesclub.co.uk. And oh my goodness, I can't wait to see you all and squeeze you all. Hello guys, welcome back to another episode of the Good Vibes Club. My goodness, today my brain is mush. I've tried to start this episode about three times now, and every single time I just stumble on my words. So I don't really know what's happening because I really do know what I'm talking about and I want to record this episode, but I think I'm just very much all over the show and I've had a million and one thoughts in my brain today. So I think I'm just struggling to really focus in on what we're talking about. So as you can see from the title of the episode, which is why I've ultimately clicked on it, today we're going to be talking all about being liked and learning to be okay with people not liking you, loving yourself, and finding that validation from within rather than through others. And it's an episode that came to me when I spoke to my therapist yesterday, because I have a therapist. I think everyone should have a therapist. If you're actually interested in getting one, then I have a code for BetterHelp. If you go into the show notes of this podcast episode, then you can see the link, and that will give you some money off if you sign up with BetterHelp, which I really, really highly rate, actually. I've used BetterHelp and I think their platform is fab. So you can do the website or you can do an app. I personally use the app, and you can basically schedule in your sessions with your therapist. They match you to someone really great. You basically give them like a whole list of what it is that you want to talk about, the things that you struggle with. If you know you've got anxiety, depression, etc., you can say that you want someone spiritual, you can ask for male or female, various different things, and they match you with someone perfect. And then you can actually, which I really like as a feature, if you don't feel like you get on with the person you're matched with, you can actually choose to find someone else. So it's quite handy because not every therapist is for every person. I might think my therapist is the best thing in the world. You might think that they're not. You might not like the way they work. So it's very, very personal, and I just really like the platform. And they also have a really great feature on there as well, which is the like journaling feature. So you can go onto the app and there's basically a place where you can write down your thoughts, and then your journal is visible to your therapist too, so they can see what you've written. I personally think it's so helpful because some sessions I will go in and my therapist will be like, okay, so what do you want to talk about? And I literally sit there and I'm like, I don't know. And they actually end up being the better sessions normally. But sometimes when I do that, I'm like, okay, well, I know that I've written in my journal this week and this is what I wrote, so maybe let's talk about that. Or it just helps me to remember certain things that I wanted to talk about and maybe have forgotten because I have the memory of a fish. But yesterday's session, we started on a topic. I can't even remember what it was now. I think we were just talking about general life and I was just talking about different things and talking about comparisons and all that kind of stuff, and how I just have a recurring theme in my life, which is, this is getting very deep very quickly, but I have a recurring theme of my life of not being good enough. There's always that want for more and that need for more and that need for approval and acceptance. And it's quite a common thing. A lot of us struggle with the same thing, and it's something that I push down quite a lot and I try and not pay too much attention to, and I try and just kind of actively work on not being that person. And I think it's really important, for one, to honor that feeling and to really think about why I feel that way, and that's kind of what we did yesterday, but also really important to learn more about why I feel that way to be able to break the habit. Because one thing I'm really trying in therapy is to break generational trauma, break like thought patterns on different things, and real adulthood when you have like mortgages and stuff. I'm adulting now, but I don't think I'm really adulting that hard. And I just want to make sure that I'm not passing on any of those things, because that would just be the worst thing ever. Like, I don't want to do that. So we had this whole chat and we just got really deep into what it means to be liked by other people and what it means to find validation from others. And I am a people pleaser. I'm such a people pleaser. And maybe that's why I ended up in the job that I'm in. And maybe that's why I do my podcast and my vlogs and all these things, because I just love making people happy. And I love just knowing that I'm bringing light to someone else's day. And I really struggle with not being liked. And I actively never ever look at negative comments. If I get a negative comment, I delete it. Sometimes if I'm in a bad mood, I'll have a little sass back because it really bugs me, especially on TikTok when you get user 527329 with a picture of a fish and they're telling you that your makeup looks crap. And I just think, well, trolling on the internet is a fine thing. But I find it really hard when someone doesn't like me, so I really avoid looking at anything like that. We all know there's the gossip websites out there, which I think are disgusting. I can't actually believe they're still there. I can't believe that human beings actually write on those forums. I can't comprehend the type of person you'd have to be to actively go onto a website and talk shit about other people. I can't comprehend that that's something people actually do. Like, it just blows my mind because it's just disgusting. We could have a whole other topic about that, because I just think those websites are vile. I think people who leave bad comments about other people are vile, and it's never ever a reflection of the person that they're commenting about. It's always a reflection on the person leaving the comment, because it's always more about their demons and their inner thoughts, etc. But it's quite interesting when you really think about it, and I'd never connected the dots that I just have this need to be liked. Even by people that I don't like, I have a need to be liked, and I want people to like me. And if someone doesn't like me, I really have a battle in my mind of like, what is it they don't like? What do I need to change? What about my personality isn't good enough? But it's ridiculous, and it's crazy because my job is literally to be liked. So it's something that I really do have to overcome. But it's just interesting when you really think about what that means. And ultimately, the only person who actually matters, and actually the only person that you really need to impress and make happy, is yourself. You don't need the validation from other people. You need to know that you are the one making yourself happy. Like, you are good enough no matter what anyone else thinks. What you're doing is good enough no matter what anyone else thinks. And the one thing that we kind of spoke on is the idea of not everyone is going to like you, but you don't like everyone either. And I said to her, my favourite quote in the world is, you could be the ripest peach in the world, but there's always somebody who doesn't like peaches. And I think it's such a good analogy. Is that the right word? I think it is. But it's such a good way of looking at it, because to expand on that, you could have a peach that is so big and juicy and sweet, and it's this gorgeous colour, and it's just a perfect looking peach. And you pass it to two different people, and one person could say, oh my God, I love it so much. It's so sweet. It's so delicious. It's perfect. Oh my goodness, it's the best thing ever. But then the other person could take a bite and go, oh, I really don't like that. That's disgusting. I hate that. It's too sweet for me. I need something that's not as sweet. And no matter what it is in life, there is always, always, always people who like things and people who don't like things. We all like different TV programs. We all like different foods. We all have different senses of style. We all like different makeup and different hair and different music. Like, no two people are exactly the same. And it's okay to have different interests. It's okay to like different things. And there's always going to be people who tick you off. That's just a part of being human. There's always people who have differing beliefs. And there's always going to be someone who maybe you're someone who doesn't like people who are really loud and like to be the center of attention. Maybe you're someone who really shies away from the crowd and you're quite timid, and that idea of that person just makes you really nervous and you just don't like being around them. Maybe it's that you are quite confrontational and someone else maybe is the complete opposite of that. And none of these things are necessarily bad traits. It's just that people can have clashing personalities and clashing traits, and everyone will have their people, and it's just finding those people, and it's finding the acceptance within yourself that it's okay if not everybody likes that part of you. People might find me really annoying. People might sit and go, oh my God, all she does is talk about manifestation and she's this and this and this and this. That's fine. I mean, I say it's fine. It's totally not. I get really like, oh, but why don't you like me? But I just think it's getting to that point of acceptance where you realize that it's okay for those people to not like who you are. And it's something that I struggled with for the longest part of my life, because it's always been that I've been kind of the friend who was left out, or the friend that was picked on, or whatever the situation was. It was always that I felt like I was a problem, and I always felt like there was something about me that people just didn't like, and I didn't know what it was. And I always ended up just thinking I was this really awful person. And it's almost like you feel like you're putting on an act because your brain is so convinced that you're a really bad person that you feel like all these things are an act, but they're not. Does that make sense? It's really hard to explain it because I'm not the best at explaining it. But it's just acknowledging the fact that you are a good person, no matter what anyone's told you in the past. And you need to be true to who you are at your core, because you don't want to change yourself to be liked by the person that hated that really ripe sweet peach, because then the people who like the really ripe sweet peach aren't going to like the ripe sweet peach anymore, because it's not going to be a ripe sweet peach. And it's not even about being liked, but you need to make sure that you are at your absolute core yourself. Because if you are that ripe sweet peach and that is you at your absolute core, then that's you. And there will be people who gravitate to you, and there will be people who love you exactly as you are. And then the people who don't just don't deserve your time, effort, and attention. They can go find other people who are more suited to them. And it's so important to think about it like that, and to know that no matter what you are and who you are, there will always be people who gravitate to you and love you. But more importantly than that, there is always, 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 always a space for you to learn to love yourself. And learning to love yourself is the best thing you can ever do, and it's the greatest journey you can ever partake on. And it's just something that is so inspiring as you take that path and you really learn who you are and what you are at your core. And once you get to the point where you just don't really care what other people think, it's so beautiful. And you can sit back and just think, yes, I've got all these friends, or no, I don't have all these friends, but it's okay. And that's okay. I recently bought a book actually called The Comparison Cure, because I realized that a lot of my deep-rooted thoughts about being liked, etc., came from wanting to know who I am at my core and not comparing to other people. Because as women, I think we naturally compare quite a lot. And I think when you're in a job where your whole worth is based on being liked, you can't help it, because you're like, okay, well, what is it about me that people don't like? And what is it about that person that people like? And it's a bit of a mind fuck of a job, to be completely honest with you, sometimes. I love it so much and I would never change what I do, but it is hard to know that your entire career is based off your likability. I don't rock up at an office every day, and if my boss doesn't really like me, then it's so what, I'm still getting a paycheck. Like, it is about being liked. So I recently bought this book called The Comparison Cure, and I got it on Amazon. I'll leave it linked in the show notes, but it's a really good book that just talks through why you shouldn't compare yourself to other people and why it's okay to be you, even if you are so different to other people, because that is what makes you unique and special. And I've got kind of like maybe 30 or 40 pages into this book so far. I might actually hold fire and keep it for something that I'm working on next year. But it's really good because it gives you lots of exercises throughout, and it really makes you think about things. And do you ever remember in a previous episode when I talked a lot about the why? So when you have a thought, and you say, for example, have a thought of, what can we use as a good example? A thought of, I'm not good enough. You write down in your journal, I'm not good enough. And then you think, okay, why am I not good enough? Then you write down what comes to mind. And then you say, okay, why? And you basically keep saying why until you get to the point where there's no other why. So this could be like 4 times, it could be 10 times, and you just keep writing the why. And eventually you'll get to the core root of that issue, or you'll get very close to, and then you can kind of just unpack it and work out what's going on there. If you have a therapist, this is a really great task to do, and then take it to your therapist and explain it. But I heard it on a podcast called, I think it's like Mindset Manifest and something. It's by a girl called Michaela J. But she talks about it on her podcast and said that she does this when it comes to money mindset, or when it comes to big decisions like moving house, etc., because it really helps you to unpack the reasons why you're nervous or worried, or any negative emotions that come up and any negative thoughts. And it's just a really good way to do things, and I've done it a few times now, whether it's to do with like finances or personality or jobs or whatever. Like, whenever I've been really nervous or worried or upset or confused by something, I just sit and do the why test, and I just ask myself why. Sometimes it takes me 5 minutes. Sometimes I could be journaling for like 20 pages. Okay, not quite 20 pages, maybe like 3. But it's really good to try and get into your head. And I am so much in my healing era at the moment. I'm really determined to just heal myself, whether that's through healing my mind or healing my body. If you've seen on Instagram, I've been on a bit of a journey with my health recently. So when I got back from Bali, I found out that I had salmonella and paratyphoid fever, which I wasn't taken seriously for a really long time by the doctors, and eventually the final doctor that I saw, like the most recent doctor, told me that she used to work in a tropical country and has never really seen anyone not be hospitalised for it. And she thinks the only reason that I didn't end up in hospital is because I drink so much water. So if that isn't enough to make you drink more water, I don't know what is, because it may well have saved me from going into hospital. There's been so many things happening that have really made me just want to internalise and heal. So whether that's getting like hormone tests to check up on that, focusing more on my diet, because I am a really super healthy person. I'm really big on like superfoods and making sure that my body's nourished with whole foods and goodness. But being sick, I was living on Cocoa Pops, guys. Like I literally was living on Cocoa Pops and Lucozade Sport and whatever my body would stomach, which wasn't very much. Like I was nauseous at the thought of everything. I did pregnancy tests for God's sake, because I was so worried that something might be wrong. But I'm not, can confirm. There's gonna be no shock announcements in 3 months. It's just really made me want to work harder on my body and my healing. So I've started half marathon training. I keep calling it a marathon training. It's definitely a half. I want to do a marathon eventually, but a half for now. So I'm trying to work on my fitness, because yes, I can lift weights, but I want to also know that I've got like cardiovascular fitness and that my lungs are healthy and that my body can move. I've been really focusing on like the diet and stuff, like I said, focusing on really looking after my skin and my hair and my brain. Like all these different parts of who I am, I'm really trying to make sure that I am the absolute best version of myself. And one of those big steps was this therapy session yesterday, and I genuinely left that session crying. Like I walked into the living room, because I obviously had it online, and I just sat down and cried. And James was like, okay, is everything all right? And I just said, right, I'm going to go and journal this out. Like I need to go and write in my journal and just process what I've talked about. And it's really interesting when you do it, but the one thing that she really said that stuck to me was, not everyone is going to like you, but you also don't like everyone else. And that's okay, because we're not meant to like every single person on this planet. And the people who love you exactly as you are the people who deserve your time, effort and attention. And honestly, guys, I love my therapist so much. She's like a similar age to me, which initially I thought might be a bit of an issue. I didn't really know if I'd gel with that. I've always gone for older women. Personal preference, I just prefer going to a woman, because I think they can resonate more with like female issues and like periods and the way we think about our bodies, etc. I just think sometimes men don't really get it. And I just love her. I think she's great. When I see her, it's like talking to a friend. And I think that's kind of what I've always needed, is like feeling like I'm talking to a friend. And it's just so nice. But we're going to end the episode here, because I feel like I've just talked nonstop and I feel like my brain could just keep going for a million years. But I just really wanted to stress to you that it's okay if people don't like you, and it's okay if you don't like other people, and you should never, ever, ever change for someone else. You should stay exactly as you are and who you are. And I promise the people that will love you, and you need to learn to love yourself, because every single part of you is beautiful. But if you like this episode, guys, make sure to give it a little rating and a review, etc. I'm actually heading off to San Francisco in like 3 days' time when I'm recording this. So I think I'll have just got back when you hear this episode. I'm about a week ahead of myself. So I'm going to be jumping offline to pack in a minute, which, God help me, my room is currently like an explosion. There is clothes everywhere, but I really need to work out which outfits I'm taking and make sure that I have the top fashion for San Francisco, because oh my God, am I excited. I cannot wait to be in America in pumpkin season. I'm gonna get myself the biggest pumpkin spice latte from Starbucks, because I swear they taste different in America. I'm gonna make sure I've got the cutest autumnal outfits. I'm gonna just be living my best life. I honestly cannot wait. It's going to be so good. I'm actually heading out with the tourist board, so we're going to be staying at gorgeous hotels. You'll have to make sure you check out my Instagram, because I'm sure I'll have posted lots of bits by now. And I'll also make sure that I get lots of pictures and stuff for the podcast Instagram. There's going to be a vlog coming up. I can't freaking wait. But it's also quite scary, because I'm going with people that I've not met before and people that I kind of loosely know through work. So that's always quite intimidating, because I'm like, oh God, what if they don't like me and I've got to spend a week with them? And like, it's a worry. But you need to remember, ripe is peaches and someone still ain't gonna like peaches, honey. Anyway, goodbye, guys. I'll see you in my next episode. Ooh, and before I forget really quickly, there is tickets launched for the first ever Good Vibes event. Woo, 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 woo. So if you want to come along, I will leave the links to the event in the podcast show notes for you. But we are doing pottery painting on the 22nd of October. There is 3 sessions, limited spaces, because we can only fit 12 people in each room. So the rooms are quite small and it's like quite an intimate setting. So if you want to come, make sure to be quick. You can buy multiple tickets if you've got a friend that's coming along, or you want to come in a pair or something, because I know it can be quite intimidating. But a lot of people are booking on solo. So please, please, please don't feel like you can't come on your own. You absolutely can, and you will leave with friends. I will be your pal, and we're just gonna have a really, really good time, and I cannot wait. But yeah, bye guys. This is a paid partnership with BetterHelp. Are you trying to live your best life but just feel like you need a little bit of guidance to fully reach your potential? Well, that used to be me too, and I want to share a little secret of mine with you. Last summer, I felt like I needed a bit of extra guidance in my life and really struggled to find a therapist online because there's so many to search through, and it's a little bit daunting when the database seems endless, but that's where I found BetterHelp, and they made things so much easier. BetterHelp is a platform that connects you with a fully trained and personally selected therapist through a series of questions to understand exactly what you need. Their mission is to make therapy more accessible, which is so important because finding a therapist can not only be really challenging, but you're also limited to just a therapist in your area. Once you've accepted your therapist, you can then choose dates and times which suit you best for your sessions, whether that's a phone call, video chat, or even messaging through the app, because therapy should work for you and your needs. I particularly like the journal feature on the app because it means if I have something going on throughout the week, I can write my thoughts down so that I can discuss it with my therapist in the next session. And I have the memory of a goldfish, so this really, really helps me if there's something on my mind. And then as soon as I'm asked the question of what do you want to talk about this week, I seem to just fall short. But the best part of the app, if you don't get on with your therapist, then it's super easy to switch to someone new without it being awkward, because you're not going to get on with everyone. And it's nice to know that the option is there to change too. And another great thing is that as a Good Vibes girly, you can get 10% off your first month of BetterHelp by visiting betterhelp.com/goodvibes. That's betterhelp.com/goodvibes, because everybody deserves a great therapist, if you want one, of course. I've popped the discount in the show notes for you if you did want to give it a try, and hopefully you can find your perfect therapist while saving a little bit of money in the process. You're welcome.